Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning Free Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:29 and it is finally Friday. I can't believe we finally made it. Want to say hello to everyone who is checking in this morning. There's a few ways you can check in on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line at 21732. You can also check in on Twitter and on Facebook. Unfortunately, I'm not able to pull up all the check-ins this morning, but hello, and we appreciate you guys listening. How are you this morning?
You, what a day you had.
Oh, my gosh.
You crushed it yesterday afternoon.
Well, that is very nice of you. And I have to say, it was good to have you there for moral support, even though I don't think you knew you were providing moral support. But, what a day yesterday.
The Las Vegas Now, the TV show. It was 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and Ice Cube is in town this weekend. His big 3-on-3 basketball league has their championship tomorrow at the MGM Grand. So Ice Cube was coming in to the TV show, and Mercedes got to interview Ice Cube. And I was there to do a little special surprise, something on the side. But I think even if I wasn't doing my surprise, I still would have came down to watch you and Cube and just to see you react. And I mean, I know you met him before in a quick meet and greet, but for you to sit down and go one-on-one with Cube, and we're going to play audio later on, it was just neat watching you and Cube interact.
I don't really remember it.
Did you black out?
Yeah, I kind of blacked out, and luckily you sent me the interview after it aired, because the DirecTV went out in my part of town. And
all over the valley.
My husband's like texting me, he's like, I can't watch your interview. I'm like, what? And he's like, and it's not recording. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I didn't know if I did well or if I sucked. I was clueless to it. So then you got a hold of the interview and I was able to watch it. And I'm like, okay, I did pretty good. I think I did okay.
You did great.
Interview.
I thought it was fantastic.
Oh man, I just didn't remember any of it.
I saw bits and pieces of it because I was like taking pictures and stuff and kind of running around. And from everything I saw, you did a great job. Oh. But it was so funny because I'm in the green room before the show starts waiting for someone to arrive. And there's a TV in the green room, and that goes out. One of the interns comes out, and she starts messing with the TV, and she's like, "Oh, they say the antennas are down." I'm like, the antennas? She's like, "Yeah, anyone that has an antenna TV is not going to see the show today." I'm like, "You're talking about an old school like antenna?" She's like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "Oh, that's maybe 10 people in Las Vegas that have antenna TVs," and so I thought nothing of it going into the show, and then it was after the show that I realized it was DirecTV subscribers didn't see it. So.
Oh my gosh. It was, I was so upset about that. But yeah, we'll play some of that coming up later this morning if you want to hear it. Other than that, yeah, I'm still kind of riding high off of it and looking forward to tonight.
What a great weekend.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons, the Tyler Robinson Foundation Gala over at Caesars Palace. It is sold out, but you can watch it online, and I suggest you do because it is so neat seeing that intimate performance by the band.
Yeah, they're supposed to go on stage at about 9:30 is what they were saying. Mm. So you can log on to their Facebook page and check that out. So it should be fun. We're looking forward to a fun show today. Leanne Rimes is going to be joining us right around 7:30. And as promised, want to say hello to everyone checking in. Vicky, Anthony, Don, Ricky, Danielle, Brenda, Debbie, Jessica, Lexi, Stacy, and Ernest all on Facebook. On our text line, we have a lot of people checking in. That text number is 21732. We have Dog, Sally, Sandy, David T, Megan, Jen, Jocelyn, Rocket, Sarah, Ryan, Teresa, Leanna, Sleepyhead, Chubbs, Scuba Dan, and Becky. And then on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM, A. Ordonia, Mandy, Verna, Cheryl, Mike, Aubrey, Daryl is checking in. And let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show you pick up. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Butterfly by Crazy Town? Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, you'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Do you want to hear I Want to Sex You Up by Color Me Bad? I want to sex you up. Oh, by Hootie and the Blowfish.
And just let her cry. If the tears fall down my ring, let her sing.
Those are your choices. Text us, tweet us, vote on Facebook, or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
This is Mercedes in the morning.
In the car.
Mix 94.1.
Right now.
Here's what's trending.
I think she was trending every single day this week.
She was. She's back, baby.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. The highly anticipated single is out. We world premiered it last night on Mix 94.1. It actually leaked a little before 9 o'clock our time. But the song, it's called Look What You Made Me Do. It's the first track off of her new album, Reputation, which is going to drop on November 10th. Now, there's some new developments on this, and I'm going to get to those in a second. But you haven't heard it yet.
I wanted to hear it for the first time in front of you. I was dodging it like the plague last night, driving in this morning. I haven't heard it, the second of this song.
Okay, I've heard it by now like 6 or 7 times. So I'm very like confident on what it's about. Knowing the title now, do you want to take a guess on what it sounds like?
It's
Look What You Made Me Do.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. A lot of repeating of words.
You're actually right.
Seriously?
She does that, but it's not a sound that that you expect from Taylor Swift.
Is it like the heavy, like, look what you made? No.
No, I'm going to play it for you, and then I want you to tell me who it reminds you of, because it distinctly reminds me of someone.
You want the hook, or you want me to start the song from the beginning?
Start it from the beginning, and then we'll just play the hook.
Okay, here is the full song.
Brand new Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do.
Tilted stage, the role you made me play of the fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime. How you laugh when you lie. You said the gun was mine. Isn't cool. No, I don't like you. But I got smarter, I got hotter in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead.
I do like it.
And here it comes in. Here's the repetition part we're talking about.
I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Say it, I know. You're thinking the same thing as me.
So you say it. I want to see if you say it.
Fergalicious.
Oh,
I'm a Fergalicious.
Well, I was thinking Black Eyed Peas. So yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's. If you listen to the lyrics, a lot of people are reading into it. A lot of people are saying this is her attack on Katy Perry, Kim, and Kanye West. I'm actually hearing something totally different from the record label. I was told that this is actually a song about Calvin Harris. A lot of people are putting the focus on the obvious, but I'm hearing from sources very close to her that it's not about any of those guys. It's a Calvin Harris diss track.
Let's go back to the hook.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do.
And if you listen to the beat, and we're going to have to find it. I don't have it on me right now. You've seen the movie Mean Girls, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know the party scene? There's a beat playing in this party scene where they dress up the Halloween party. Well, if you can find that, Jocelyn, I'd like to play it at some point, because Taylor's been described as Regina George in a mask.
Yeah, didn't Katy Perry say you're Regina George in sheep's clothing?
Yes. So she may have taken that actual beat from the Mean Girls movie.
Oh, man, Swift, you are a genius.
I know. I am like, whoa. So some other development. She's already got 3 videos in the can. Because,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
really?
Well, they're gonna show this one on Good Morning America this morning. But if you go to her Vivo account, it says she has 77 videos. But if you count, there are only 74 videos. So three of them are hidden. So, yes, I counted. There's three hidden.
We
knew
what you were doing last night.
I know. And she may not show up to the VMAs after all, is what we're hearing. The producers say they wish she was, but at this point, they don't have anything scheduled with her. That could all be a
ruse. That's a surprise. Yeah, that's a surprise.
Yeah, so some interesting stuff this morning. Make sure you stick around. We'll be playing it all morning long. Wow, we didn't get to anything else. Mayweather-McGregor.
I can kill this for two minutes?
I can do it. Okay. Mayweather-McGregor is trending. Saturday night, of course, the big fight. They're saying that as far as ticket price tracking, it's the second biggest event ever. The first one was the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's trending. Hat fishing is trending this morning. Ladies, have you ever met a guy on Tinder and he's wearing hats in his profile and then you meet him in person and he takes off his hat and he's almost bald?
The Hulkster.
That is the new term. It's called hat fishing, where men are trying to, get past those first awkward steps of showing their baldness. I say embrace it, man. I like a bald guy. Ain't no shame in that. And then Pizza Hut is trending. If you want to win free Pizza Hut pizza for life, now you have their shot. They put out this video where they're the world record for most dominoes knocked down. And if you can guess how many dominoes fell down, you can win free pizza for life. And that's what's trending.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
583.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. It is 6 o'clock. It is finally Friday. Oh my gosh, what a weekend. Do you have any big plans for the weekend? Big fight in town. It's going to be nuts in Las Vegas.
I am looking forward to tonight, spending it with you and your husband at the Imagine Dragons, the Tyler Robinson Foundation, the big gala to benefit families here in town that deal with pediatric cancer. It's an amazing event. We had a blast last year. I'm looking forward to that tonight. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, I'll be at Finley Toyota.
Okay.
And I'm going to be they told me we have a stack of tickets to Bite of Las Vegas.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm doing that. And then I think afterwards, I'm just going to go home and my wife's out of town. I'm just going to veg. Just relax. I was thinking about buying a model and building a model this weekend.
Oh, that kind. I was like, buying a model.
No, I know that's the hot thing going on with the fight weekend. They're making lots of money. Not that kind of model.
Okay,
I just wanted
to make sure we...
No, like a toy, like a model of my car, a model of a Mustang. I thought about maybe building it over the weekend.
That might be fun.
Therapeutic fun.
You should get one of those big, 5,000-piece jigsaw puzzles.
Spread it out my floor.
Just do it all on your... And try to make it a point to get it done before your wife gets back. So when she comes back, you have this beautiful puzzle.
Laying on the floor, this huge puzzle.
I'm saying that's, and there's something therapeutic in my mind about doing a puzzle. I don't know. It's been years since I've done one, but that used to be my escape. But then they got so big and difficult.
It's too much.
I just didn't like it. I was all about the 10 piece.
Yeah.
Such a sense of accomplishment.
I am so smart.
I'm with you this weekend, tonight, the big Tyler Robinson Foundation gala at Caesars. And then tomorrow we're going to have a little get together for the fight. Watch that. And then Sunday, just relax. But we have our fantasy football draft on Sunday, JC.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for reminding
me. Don't forget about that.
2 o'clock, right?
2 o'clock. So that's a,
thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't screw that up. Although I think you're the first or second pick.
No.
Yeah.
When that happened.
I just did a random thing, and you came up second, I want to say. So you're going to get a pretty good pick. And my daughter's actually stressing it because she's 6th or 7th. And she's just I hope that JC and our friend Ross, who goes before you.
My fraternity brother. Maybe him and I will work together.
She's like, I hope they don't take my pick. Oh, my gosh, they're going to take my pick. She got the magazines. She got everything. And she's seriously freaking out about you guys taking her pick.
Well, that's what I'm then scratch building a stupid model. I'm going to buy a fantasy football magazine on Saturday and do a little prep going into our fantasy football draft on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the actual order here. I know I have it. I saved it. You're going really early on in the draft, but it is a snake draft. Let's see. Oh, no, I took it back.
Yeah, I thought I was low. I thought we did this before, and I thought I was low. Or five
or
six.
Oh, yeah, you actually ninth.
Yeah,
never
thank
mind.
You.
Jocelyn is third. Oh, no, Jocelyn, just if you see You know who you should pick, Jocelyn? You should pick...
Tony Romo.
Tony Romo. That's going to be the winning pick.
You guys are sneaky. I have a consultant.
Oh,
who's your consultant? Your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Can Sophie really do my... Because so I'll do this fantasy football league on Sunday, and then my buddies, that's my money league.
Uh-huh.
$200 buy-in for this stupid league.
Oh, my gosh.
Payout is huge at the end of the season. So, this is the real deal. Will Sophie do my... Will she just take over my team?
I don't know. She's not really, like, you're not her favorite person right now.
What?
Because you didn't take her advice last year on
fantasy. Oh, I know. Oh, going back to
so
that.
So when it comes to fantasy, I mean, you're her favorite person. But when it comes to fantasy, she's like, no, I tried. I tried to help him, and he didn't listen to me. He didn't think I knew what I was talking about. He didn't take it. So I don't know if you're going to get any fantasy tips from her.
It was an $800 mistake. If I would have listened to your daughter, I would have won $800.
Of course.
But I'm like, what does she
you.
Know? I'm going to go with what I know.
She loves you. I'm sure she would be happy to help you. I'm totally kidding.
I'll give her half the money.
Oh, she's down for that. I'll sign her up for that.
This morning, 7:30, Leanne. That's Maroon 5 on Mix 94.1.
The Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Shop Best Mattress during their huge Labor Day sale and save big on all their best brands in stock. Ready for same-day delivery. Let's talk about John Mayer. So John Mayer made a move. I want you to tell me if this is cool or if this is creepy.
Okay.
You know David Foster, the music producer?
Yes.
So he posted a picture of his daughter, Erin, on Instagram to celebrate her 35th birthday. John Mayer leaves a comment saying... Can you put a good word in for me?
On David Foster's.
Yeah, so dad is posting a picture about his daughter. John Mayer jumps in asking if dad could put in a good word with his daughter.
I don't think it's cool or creepy. I just think he's just trying to be funny. Hey, can you put in a good word for me? Yeah, I don't really think either. What do you think?
I think it's John Mayer.
Just being him.
John Mayer. It's like when Bieber hit on that girl at the gym via Instagram.
Who's that girl?
Rock stars being rock stars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's a new Lady Gaga documentary coming to Netflix on September 22nd. It's called Gaga 5'2", and Gaga shared a few clips on Instagram. There's one that's actually pretty haunting because she talks about feeling alone in a way that's probably very common for celebrities. Here's a clip of that.
I'm alone, Brandon, every night, and all these people will leave, right? They will leave, and then I'll be alone. And I go from everyone touching me all day and talking at me all day to total silence.
I like that. When I have total silence after being around people, she doesn't like that. Wow.
Just peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Hey, that's life. Everyone goes to bed alone at the end of the day. You're by yourself.
You close your eyes and there's no one else there with you.
When it's all said and done, when this journey called life is done, there's only one person you got to look at, and that's yourself.
Wow. Look at this, Aristotle.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Deep thoughts.
Gaga. Also shared a clip where she discusses her feud with Madonna.
The thing with, like, me and Madonna, for example, is that I admired her always. And I still admire her, no matter what she might think of me.
That's sad that they have a feud going. But Madonna thinks she rips her off constantly.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, feuding is the cool thing. Just look at Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. Taylor Swift's new song, Look What You Made Me Do, is released last night. I want to bring up a couple things. So
okay.
We'll play the full song coming up here in 10 minutes, but here's a piece of it.
Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Now, we got the audio. You said you thought you heard one of the music beds from the movie Mean Girls in there?
Yes, and it makes sense because, like you said, Katy Perry has said that Taylor Swift is a Regina George in sheep's clothing.
Yes.
So see if you hear that beat.
Here's that song.
Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do.
They're playing out at the same time.
What you just made me do, look what you just made me do.
I think she's so brilliant that she's like, okay, I'm gonna use the font from Kanye's Yeezy Life. I wanna use the beat from this quote that Katy Perry said. But here's the thing, guys, I'm hearing from sources very close to the record that it's actually not about either one of them. It's about Calvin Harris. This whole song is about Calvin Harris, so.
I saw somewhere, too, that there's a Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy interloop in the song.
Is there?
That I read that somewhere.
I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. The way I'm disco dancing.
That one I don't hear.
What you just made me do, look what you just made me, ooh, look what you
I was
made
thinking
me
earlier
do.
There's a Black Eyed Peas influence, but when you said specifically you Fergie and Fergalicious, I totally heard it.
Oh, yeah, let's pull that real fast.
I mean, here. That goes exactly to Fergalicious. If you just you took out the voice, you could sing that entire song.
Hold on a second.
Okay, JC's going to find a comparison. Yeah, we're going to play the entire song coming up in just under 10 minutes if you haven't heard it yet. We got a tweet this morning from, oh, she didn't say, but she says, I've been under a rock. I was in bed at 7:30 p.m. last night, so I hadn't heard it until this morning. Thank you guys for playing it and breaking it down.
Let's go to the first, here's Swift.
Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. Pablo kisses. Look what that puts them boys on rock, rock.
I see it all. It's all
yeah,
there.
It's a totally different sound. There's a little tiny part of me that misses country Taylor Swift, though. I'm not going to lie.
She certainly has evolved.
I miss country Swift. She was, oh.
Maybe we'll get some country on the album when it comes out on November 10th. Let's do the entire Taylor Swift song, and we'll do it coming up in 7 minutes.
What you just made me do, look what you just made me do.
And it's a brand new song from Taylor Swift, released last night. She's putting out the video this morning. It's probably already out there. She's going to debut it on Good Morning America. Her new album is coming out on November 10th.
I was so, like, anticipating that single. What do you guys think? Do you like it? It does not sound like her. We're getting some feedback. S. Hansen just tweeted us. Sounds a little like Fergie. Yeah, we said the same thing. Definitely hear, like, the Black Eyed Peas Fergie influence in it. I hear the song that played in the party scene in Mean Girls in the background. Like, that's all I could hear when I first heard it. So you are going to be hearing a lot of that, and it'll be interesting to see if she unseats Despacito.
That's what they're saying.
She will. It's going to happen. I mean, it's already number one on iTunes. Despacito is number four right now on iTunes.
That'll be from one day's worth of charts. Because the charts end on Sunday, do they?
I think so.
So, and Despacito, by the way, has been number one for 15 weeks in a row. The record is 16 weeks. 1 week away from tying it, and Taylor Swift released a song on a Friday, and it's going to take down the number one song in the country?
She's kind of like a thorn to everyone. So,
man,
she did that. Katy Perry's video came out yesterday, and then she released her song right after that.
Yeah.
So no one's talking about Katy.
Uh-uh.
Justin's record is gone. Hey, she got her little dig at Kanye. They're saying that song is about Calvin Harris. So don't make enemies with her. By the way, I love you, Taylor Swift.
You know, everyone was very excited about the Taylor Swift song being released Thursday night. What I was excited about all day Thursday was you interviewing
Today was a good day.
Ice Cube on Las Vegas Now on Channel 8.
Oh, my gosh. We have been very lucky to have him on the show, and I was so nervous when we had him on the telephone. But at least I felt like, he's not going to see
there's
how nervous I am. Yeah, there's a buffer. So I had met him back in 2013. I'm a shocker member of his fan club. So there was a backstage meet and greet, and we paid for it. It was like $100 to just meet him. And you literally stood in the line. You got like a minute.
They shuffle you in.
Yeah.
It's real fast.
Hi,
you're not,
nice
yeah,
to meet you. Take a
quick
picture. Cheese. Okay.
Maybe
bye.
One quick question, if that, and you're out.
I didn't even get a question on that, but I was just excited. I got to take a picture with him. So then I find out this week that, you know, with the big three, basketball tournament, or it's actually the finals on
championship
on
yeah.
Saturday, that he was going to be in town and he's doing press, and that he was coming into the TV show Las Vegas Now, of which you and I both host in the afternoons, 4 o'clock on Channel 8. And so our producer, Selena, is like, she knows I'm a huge Ice Cube fan. She goes, Ice Cube's coming in. I've got you doing the interview. And I was like, huh? And you know, part of me was like, well, duh, because if you gave it to anyone else, I would be so mad. But thank you. But I was also very nervous. Like, here I'm going to be on camera interviewing, like my idol. I've loved him since I was a kid. I remember listening to NWA and my dad would get so mad. He would hide the tapes. Like, you can't listen to this. This is not appropriate. But then I knew his hiding spot in the garage. So I'd go and I'd sneak him out and I'd make copies of him. So if he did steal the original, I still had a copy of it. And, so I got to sit with him face to face yesterday, and
it was so neat watching you interact, seeing what when Cube came out on set and you guys started the interview. Here's the start of the interview from Thursday.
Yeah, bow down, because Ice Cube is here. He is a triple threat in Hollywood: rapper, actor, director. But now let's add one more thing to the list: creator of the Big Three Basketball League. It's going well, Cube. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Happy to be here.
He was so nice, because when I walked into the studio, as soon as I saw him, my eyes started tearing up, just because it was nerves and excitement and all that. And I started crying. And he goes, "Hey, don't cry. It's all good." And I was like, "I'm not crying." I go, "I'm sorry. I'm just very nervous." And he's like, "It's all good." And I explained how we had interviewed him. And he remembered me. He's like, "Oh, yeah." He said he did. Maybe he didn't. But he was so nice. And you know when you meet an idol of yours or someone that you're a fan of, I always get nervous.
Because you don't want them to disappoint you.
I've been disappointed before by not idols, but celebrities I really liked.
Artists that we play, we've met, coming and done stuff for us. I'm like, dude, you're
a jerk.
Oh my gosh, don't tell me that, please.
That makes me so sad when I meet someone I really like and they're a jerk.
Here is Mercedes hitting Ice Cube with some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
What's your strangest fear?
I guess failing.
Failing?
Yeah.
Best concert you've been to?
Funkadelic Parliament, Funkadelic concert.
Okay. A celebrity crush?
Oh, man. Years ago, I used to have a crush on Vanity from Vanity 6.
All right. In-N-Out or Fatburger?
Oh, Lord. Fatburger.
I was surprised.
Oh, Lord.
I was surprised he said that, because he sings about going to Fatburger, and I was like, I thought that's a no-brainer.
Okay.
He's gonna say, but it shows he actually has some allegiance to In-N-Out too.
It's a swerve.
Fatburger.
Fatburger. And where does everyone need to be on Saturday afternoon?
They need to be at the MGM Grand Arena.
Oh, look at him go. And then someone said, I got to play your sign-off with him the interview.
Ice Cube, you're amazing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Happy to have you here. Yeah, yeah. What's up? We'll see you, ladies. Back to you.
I was so nervous. My yeah, yeah was not on point. I was not expecting him to swerve me like that, but it was really fun.
We should post the interview up on our website, too, because I don't think it's posted on the Las Vegas Now website yet, but we had the full interview, because it's really sweet watching you interact with, and we all know how much you love Ice Cube.
You know what? That also meant a lot to me, that you and, like, you know, all the listeners that reached out saying they were so happy for me that I got to meet him, like, I didn't realize you all knew I loved him so much, but that meant so much that you guys were so happy for me. I was like really appreciative of that.
Oh, yeah, it was just watching you, and there's plenty of pictures, and yeah.
I would like to see you, if I could have you in that situation, it would be you with John Cena, I think.
Oh man, yeah, I would tear up.
I am hoping before I go to heaven, which is hopefully later than sooner, I can make that happen for you.
Just saying, he's going to be here September 12th.
For SummerSlam, I'm working on it. I'm trying.
For SummerSlam. SummerSlam was last weekend.
Not SummerSlam. SmackDown. See,
SmackDown.
I mix up all of these.
Maybe that's why they won't book
them.
Yeah,
they're like not returning my calls. I wonder why.
Coming up next, we got the Hot 3. What do you have?
All right. So if you are a lover of Whole Foods, you could be seeing some amazing things happening there in the next week. We'll tell you what that is all about. Also, after the eclipse, emergency rooms treated people who did this, and it wasn't looking directly at the sun. Wait until you hear what it was. And you a big fan of the movie It? They're going to have a very special screening. JC, do you dare to attend this screening?
Whoa.
And we'll tell you what it's all about. Coming up next in the Hot 3.
Imagine Dragons tonight, the Tyler Robinson Foundation Gala over at Caesar's Palace, hosted by Imagine Dragons. You can watch the whole thing live on their Facebook page. It's a really cool, intimate performance the band will be doing tonight.
It's just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
All right, JC, I know you love to shop over at Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
If you're a Whole Foods shopper here in Nevada.
I saw Dan Reynolds at Whole Foods.
That's right.
Last week, yeah.
You're about to see lower prices next week. Yeah, Amazon's takeover of the grocery chain is closing on Monday. And the company says it plans to lower prices on some items right away. Amazon also plans to integrate its popular Prime program with Whole Foods customer rewards program. Whole Foods has 4 locations in the Las Vegas area and another one in Reno. So if you're making a trip to Whole Foods, you might want to wait till Monday. I'm just saying, you might get some lower prices.
They're saying this is going to be a game changer in like restaurant delivery services, because I think there's an issue. I was reading an article about this, that when it comes to delivery, getting that fresh produce is hard with these home delivery services.
Yeah.
But now that Amazon and Prime and everything and Whole Foods, that they might be able to get fresh produce delivered to people's houses, which would be a complete game changer in grocery delivery service.
That would be so nice. I mean, I don't do the grocery shopping in our house. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who's, oh, I need 2 things. I'm going to run in and grab them. But my husband doesn't let me do it because, and I know that sounds bad, but he says I take too long and I buy stuff we don't need. And he's right. I go up and down every aisle, and then I'm like, ooh, I bet maybe I'll try a recipe with that, and I'll get it. And then we never use it because then I don't do it. And, oh, let's try these. What's this all about? And then nobody likes it. Nobody eats it. So he always gets so mad at me when I go to the grocery store.
I'm at Whole Foods 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there all the time. I love it. I can't say enough great things about it. But the one thing that annoys me is the free samples. Because I think the people that take free samples, man, you know they're not going to buy the food, especially at the counter. Because you go to the Whole Foods, the pre-made, you can sample anything you want. And I'll be there, and there'll be a lady in front of me and sampling 5 different things.
Well, you got to know whether you...
Oh, can I try that? Okay, let me think about it. I'll be back. And I'm like, you were just trying to get a free lunch out of the whole thing.
No.
Oh, so many people go in and do the samples instead of getting lunch.
I think that they legitimately want to try the stuff,
no,
but they may not want to buy it right then and there.
I know this because my wife does it every time.
She does.
And she acts like she's tasting the same thing for the first time. Hey, are those dairy-free buffalo meatballs? Can I try? They're really good. Yeah. Maybe next time. And I'm like, you're such a weasel. Do this every time
and
we come in.
She never gets it.
No,
oh,
she's getting
hilarious.
A free lunch.
Also this morning, I guess some people were intelligent enough to pay attention to the warnings not to look at the eclipse without eye protection. Unfortunately, that's where the intelligence ends. Because apparently after the eclipse, some emergency rooms had to treat people who put sunscreen on their eyeballs. You can't put sunscreen on your eyeballs, people. It's not going to help. The odds are that they won't wind up with permanent damage from the sunscreen. But if they felt like it made it okay to look directly at the eclipse, then they could be in trouble. So, yeah. All right. Finally.
Get sunscreen.
It's burning, but at least my eyes will be protected. Linda wants to talk about your free samples theory.
Ahead, yes.
Hi, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning, JC. I beg to differ with you. I go into Sam's Club or in the grocery store somewhere, and if they have free samples, I will taste it. My kids, if they're with me, they'll taste it, and if we like it, we'll buy it.
Oh, so Linda's the one.
Her.
That's good. I like you, Linda. Very good for you.
You know what I like to do? I don't know if you do this, Linda, but like if you ever order a bottle of wine at a restaurant, and you know how they have you taste it first. They put a little bit. I'll swirl it. Sniff it, and they'll take a drink. I'll go, oh, this is awful. And they look at you like, what? I'm like, just kidding. It's delicious.
Pour me a glass.
All right, finally this morning.
We should all think about it. Just, you look like fools. I just think the people that do the samples, you look like, because you got to be over the top like you're enjoying it. We just want to chew it and eat it. Same thing with the wine. I don't know what to do.
What are you looking for?
We just pour it, man.
Yeah, I get that. I always try to act like I know what I'm doing. I swirl it with my hand flat, and I take the stem in between my fingers. I don't take it up. I do it there, and then I'll smell it. I'll take a drink, and then I'll say this. I say this every time. I'm totally showing what a douche I am. I'll say to my husband, it needs to open up a little bit, but I think it's really good.
You know, the waiter's like, oh, my God.
I know. Like, this lady, you said that last time.
Just give me the nod that you want the glass.
Finally, this morning, the new movie version of Stephen King's It is already nightmare fuel for millions of Americans, and this could send them right over the edge. On Saturday, September 9th, the Alamo Drafthouse in Austin, Texas, is holding a special screening for clowns only.
Oh.
Yeah. Before the movie, there will be face painting, raffles, a photo booth, and, quote, other terrifying merriment. This is the same theater that held screenings of Wonder Woman for women only. Remember all the men who got triggered by that and complained online?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's actually how this clown thing came about. One of those whiners complained on the Draft House's Facebook page saying, will there be a male-only screening for Thor or a special screening for It that's only for those who identify as clowns? The Draft House replied, quote, we might actually have to steal that clown idea. And they did. So I wonder if jugglers are going to be upset that it's only for clowns.
It's going to be an intense movie. Here's Mercedes' reaction when I played just the trailer of the movie. This is just the trailer. I played it for Mercedes. Listen to how she reacted.
He's looking in a gutter. It was that boom,
yeah,
that
gotcha.
Scared me, not the clown.
Hey, we have Leanne Rimes coming up next hour at 7:30. Plus your tickets to Bite of Las Vegas. Here's Sublime. It's Mix 94.1. It's the Chainsmokers and Coldplay, Something Just Like This. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. 7:30, Leanne Rimes will be on the show talking about Bite of Las Vegas. And we're done chatting with Leanne Rimes. We've got some tickets for you to Bite of Las Vegas.
So
I got a mouthful of protein bar.
Oh, you are?
Man. I need more than 7 minutes to eat that protein bar. It's so chewy.
Seriously, like, why would you take a bite right before we go on the air?
And then I'll get swallowed in time.
This weekend, so it's a huge weekend. Obviously, the big fight in town. We're just kind of talking about, you know, weekend plans and what we've got going on. I was going to ask you, though, because we were talking about, you know, we're just staying at home and watching a movie or something.
And that It movie, too, and that trailer of that It movie.
Yeah, there's a movie that I downloaded, and I haven't watched it yet, because every time I start watching it, I chicken out because I hear people saying that it's really scary, and I never saw it. Have you seen the movie Get Out?
Get Out?
Yeah.
No.
It was just out a few months ago. Yeah, it's about, like, a guy and a girl in a relationship, and I start watching it. Like, this guy and this girl who start dating, and then they reach that meet the parents stage, and then she invites him to go on a trip with her and her parents or something, and then
things go south.
It's supposed to be really, really scary. So just this week, two times, I have it on my iPad and I start watching it, and then the credits start coming on, and I'm like, no, I can't. The conditions have to be right for me for a scary movie. And I chicken out. But I didn't know if you had heard of it or if you've seen it. Is it that scary?
I don't know. No, it's the first time I heard about the movie.
You know nothing about it?
No, Get Out. But that's the one you start, but you can't stop. You start it, but you can't finish it?
Yeah, I just am afraid because I get really sensitive about movies that could actually happen in real life.
Mm-hmm.
There's one movie that I'm too scared to watch. And I'll never watch it ever because I'm just too scared. And it's the movie The Strangers.
Oh, with Liv Tyler. Don't watch it.
I'll never watch it.
It's
never
so
going to happen.
Scary.
You've seen it?
Yes. My wife and I were doing a staycation at the Venetian when I watched it in the room. I was so scared afterwards that night we slept with all the lights on in the hotel room. Like, I was so petrified. And it's not like it's gory over the top. It's the little subtle things in that movie that really, really freak you out. Like, she's in her, you know that someone's in the house.
Uh-huh.
And she's in her kitchen. And she puts, like, her phone down on the counter. And she thinks she hears something. She turns around and then turns back, and her phone is gone. So it's, like, the little things. Like, someone's in the kitchen, and they just took your phone.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
No.
See, I can't do that.
And then I don't want to give anything away, but there's the single line at the end of that movie. It kind of sums up the whole movie and why what went down. And the reason behind it, you're like, oh, my gosh. That could happen to me.
I think I know because they use that in the trailer. It's like, then this is one of the reasons I won't go see it. Was it the line where she's like, why did you pick us?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then a girl goes, because you were home.
That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
I got
just
chills
saying
right
that.
Now. Yes. Uh-huh. Oh.
I will never, ever, ever in my life watch that movie.
Don't do it.
It's not going to happen. Is there a movie you're too scared to watch? That you'll never watch it. You're just too terrified. 702-364-9400. You can text us on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line at 21732. Dama, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about the movies you're too scared to watch. What you got?
So I've actually never been scared to watch any movies, but I was actually calling about Get Out for you. You know Key and Peele?
Yeah.
That movie is directed by Peele.
So is it a comedy or is it serious?
Yeah, so it's serious, but there's like parts of it that I found hilarious, but it's not something that could ever happen in real life. And honestly, it's really not even that scary. It's more like a mystery where you're just like, oh, okay, that's what's going on. And then when you figure it out, you're just like, that is so weird. And a lot of people were like, at the end, they were confused and they were not happy with it. But I enjoyed it, but it wasn't really scary.
Okay. Well, everyone keeps telling me it's scary, though, but I'll take your word for it, especially if you're not afraid to watch movies, then I'll take your word for it.
Did you watch The Purge? That's when I stopped.
That one is scary.
The first Purge.
I could see that happening.
Yes. And then the first Purge, when they show like footage from past Purges, was so intense and graphic and gory that I stopped. I fast forward to the end. I got 2 minutes in, stopped, fast forward to the end, saw how the movie ended. I'm like, okay.
That's like me and my husband, whenever that's on and we start watching it, I tell myself, don't watch it. Don't watch it. You're going to freak out. Don't watch it. But then we get in that conversation, like, what would we do? Where would we go? What mm-hmm. would happen? Like, The Purge is seriously scary.
Where would you hunker? I'm sorry. I thought you meant, who would you go after?
Oh, no. I would not be one of those
I'm
people.
I'm joking.
I would be one of the hiding people.
Me too.
Rita, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Is there a movie for you that just, you're just too scared to watch it?
Conjuring, Annabelle, any of those movies are connected.
Oh, dolls, and, movies with
my
dolls.
My husband was watching The Conjuring. I sat there with a book in my face.
What is The Conjuring? I don't know that one.
Oh, Conjuring is based on a true story. These psychics go to a town. It's supposedly a true story. It's kind of like Obsession. You know, the house is obsessed.
Possessed, whatever. No, you had me at based on a true story. Whenever a scary movie is based on a true story, tap out. I'm done.
Isn't
I'm not watching
The
it.
Strangers based loosely on a true story,
no.
too? Yes. It's like the following events are based on a true story.
Stop
yes,
that.
You get that intro. The following events are loosely based on that happened in Oklahoma.
A Premium Garbo just tweeted us. He says, as far as Get Out, it's more of a social commentary. There's things that startle you, but nothing really to keep you up at night. Aubrey says it's not that scary. So does Martin. Someone says, I will not watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh, we got one of those on the phone, too. That one I didn't think was that. It was scary, but
Did you watch the original? Because that's loosely based on true events as well.
Well, what I always tell myself is that Leatherface is really like a happy-go-lucky kind of guy who just made some bad decisions. Like, if you play the Benny Hill music in your mind when he comes out,
he's all haphazard.
It's a really funny story. You should try it.
All right, coming up here in the dirt, did the producers of American Idol just land a judge that some say is bigger than Katy Perry? I'll explain coming up in 10 minutes. Neon Trees, the song is called Feel Good, and of course Neon Trees will be at Bite of Las Vegas, so will Rachel Platten, and so will Leanne Rimes, and Leanne Rimes is calling us in just about 10 minutes, and we're done chatting with Leanne Rimes. We'll have tickets for you to go to Bite of Las Vegas.
The celebs, the gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Shop Best Mattress during their huge Labor Day sale and save big on all their best brands in stock, ready for same-day delivery. So Gwen Stefani is taking the fall season off of The Voice. And guess what?
What?
She is not under contract with NBC.
Oh, she's not?
She is not. And she recently said she's going to miss the show this fall. She will miss helping young singers. Well, Gwen was asked if she would consider jumping to American Idol as a judge. Her response, you never know what could happen. You just never know.
I feel like she and Katy Perry would be too similar.
Maybe they'd fight?
No, I don't think they would. But I don't know. I'm kind of just over these shows.
It's the Idol. It's all we talk about. Who's going to be the judge?
I know, but I don't even think I'm going to watch it.
Tear that one up.
I'll watch the first couple episodes, I'm sure, but whatever.
Is there a trick to getting water out of your ear? It's been stuck in my ear all weekend.
Yeah.
Really messing up the way I hear things.
Stand on one foot.
Okay.
Move your headphones off, whichever ear it's on.
My left?
Turn your head. No, that's the ear it's in?
Yeah.
Okay, then move the headphones off the other side. Now slap it and jump up and down.
Slap my right?
Yes. Jump up, jump, 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 jump. And that doesn't do anything. I just really wanted to watch you do that. Actually, I heard that does that is supposed to work.
It's in my left ear, so I slap my right ear.
Yeah, so it can come out.
But it's in my left ear.
So I know. So you want it to come out.
So I'm going
to
jog it?
So using the air pressure from the other ear will...
They're not connected that way, do they? It has to go through your sinuses to get...
Well, I know, but it's still...
It's not a straight shot like a tunnel.
No, it's not straight. It goes directly into your brain.
Man, it's been there since Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Take a blow dryer to your ear.
I do blow dry my hair every day.
Yeah, we know. That's why I suggested it.
The Video Music Awards are on Sunday, 9 o'clock on MTV, 6 o'clock our time, no doy. Katy Perry is the host. Performers, we got Pink, The Weeknd, Lorde, Ed Sheeran, Shawn Mendes, Rod Stewart, and DNCE. Is that DNCE is just backing up all these great iconic bands like Rod Stewart and who was the Eclipse Girl, Bonnie Tyler?
Okay, great iconic. I don't know that I put Bonnie. She's iconic. Yeah.
Who do you like for Artist of the Year? Ariana Grande, Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, Kendrick Lamar, Lorde, or The Weeknd?
Artist of the Year. Ed Sheeran.
That's what I think.
What do you think?
Sheeran as well.
Yeah.
He was huge this year. I wonder if you think we're going to play the brand new Taylor Swift song coming up here like in 2 minutes.
Yeah, we really want to know what you guys think. We're getting mixed reviews on it. And if you haven't heard it yet, don't go anywhere. It's a totally different Taylor sound. Totally different, but not a totally different sound. You may have heard this sound before.
It's familiar.
Don't want to bias you one way or another, but yeah.
I'm going to go back to 1984. That was when the first VMAs took place. Here are the nominees for Video of the Year. We had The Cars. You might think I'm crazy. All I want is you. We had Herbie Hancock.
He had a video for this?
Yep. Guy by the name of Michael Jackson. Sexy Sting and his band, The Police. Every move you make. What a category. Artist of the Year, 1984. And one more girl, a new upcomer by the name of Cyndi Lauper.
JC's favorite.
Yep. Oh, girls just
wanna have fun. It had to be Michael Jackson, right?
Jackson?
1984 was the year of Michael Jackson.
Seriously. The video of the year for 1984 went to...
That beat out Thriller?
The Cars, you might think, beat out Thriller.
This is nonsense. This does not make any sense.
Was that the video where he had the sunglasses and he took the sunglasses off and all this stuff came out of his eyes?
Oh, like, I don't know.
In a fun way.
A fun way?
Yes.
You know, stuff comes out of our eyes. Speaking of stuff coming out of places, Christine wants to ask you a question. Go ahead, Christine.
Okay. JC said that he still has the water on his ear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go to the bathroom, get a drop of water, drop it on his left ear, and then tilt your hair, your head on the left where the water is, and then that's where you top your head. That's it. It's going to come out.
Go try that.
Thank you, Christine.
That's good. I think you should try anything at this one. Tell him to go to the doctor. He probably has huge wax buildup back there.
Ew.
Flush it out. Tell JC to plug his nose and blow.
I'm doing that.
It's not working.
I feel it pushing out, but it just won't pop out. It's getting so close. Just can't break that seal.
You probably have lots of wax in
there. God, that's nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's calling in 6 minutes. Leanne Rimes will be on the show, and as soon as we're done chatting with her, we have your tickets too. Bite of Las Vegas, and here it is, the brand new Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do. What do you guys think? Give us a call, 702-364-9400. It's on Mix 94.1. We're going 60 minutes commercial free. We've got your tickets to go see Lionel Richie in about 10 minutes and tickets to Bite of Las Vegas in 5 minutes.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
I can't believe how amazing Bite of Las Vegas is going to be this year. We have some amazing acts. And when I saw this woman was on our lineup, I freaked out. Leanne Rimes is here.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. So excited. excited you're a part of this year's lineup. I saw you Instagram a photo of it, and you're like, I love me a Vegas show.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You guys are so fun.
It's so great to have you on here. And I have to tell you, I heard your rendition of America the Beautiful on Logan Lucky.
Yes.
What a great job you did on that.
Thank you. That's the first time I think I've ever sung that song, except for maybe like choir in fifth grade or something. But I've done the national anthem and God Bless America, you know, everywhere a million times, but never America the Beautiful, which is it's a beautiful song, no pun intended.
It's a really long song, though.
Yes, it is a long song. I kind of had a freak out when I went to Atlanta to do the movie, and they hand me the lyrics, the producers do, to the song, and I'm like, eight verses?
It's eight verses? Oh my gosh.
Eight verses. And so I go, well, does he want all of these? Speak of Soderbergh. I'm like, does he want all of these? And they're like, oh yeah. I'm like, oh crap. Like I have to learn this have 12 hours to learn this basically. Then I'm thinking like cue cards, something. But I go, can I speak to him? So I went down and said, and I'm like, do you know this has eight verses? And he's like, oh no, I didn't know that at all. I'm like, thank God.
So you didn't have to memorize all of them?
No, I didn't. He goes, just do the first two. It's totally fine. I'm like, oh, I love you for this. So yeah, it was super simple. I mean, the next day I went down to set and he had everything set up. I sang it twice and he's like, done. Cool. Thanks.
Going back to Logan Lucky, of course, your co-star, the Channing Tatum in that movie, you know, he has a little show here in Las Vegas. Maybe when you're done at Bite of Las Vegas, would you check out Magic Mike?
I have not checked out Magic Mike yet.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't know. Is it good?
Yo, it's awesome.
JC even loved it, and he is a straight
male.
For
you to say that I might have to go see it. Because,
oh, it tells a story. They take you on a journey. Honest to God, they take you on a journey. It's amazing.
Leanne, look, we know the guys from the show. If you want, when you're here after Bite, I'll take you over there.
That might be really fun, actually. I'm thinking about that now. When a guy says it's good, then you're like, okay, well, maybe I will.
Yeah, it's actually really, really good. I think you'll like it a lot. You know, we're talking about like singing and difficulty with certain songs. JC, I know you do some vocal exercises.
Yes,
sometimes.
I do.
Do you do any vocal exercises, Leanne, to get your voice like ready to sing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Your voice is, it's a muscle basically. So, you know, you wouldn't go running without stretching and warming up. So it's basically, it's what it is. I do like 30 or 45 minutes before.
Is there like a phrase you say? Cause what was that stupid phrase you were saying?
I do, Leanne, I do red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather. I haven't done that one.
Here's another one. Blue blood, black blood.
Blue blood, black blood.
Mm-hmm.
What does
Red
Leanne
leather,
do?
Yellow leather.
Yeah,
I mean, you are warming up. Like, I make really strange sounds, and my youngest stepson, he's 10, he's so funny. He cannot, like, he's like, can you stop? Like, he'll be in the room with me warming up, and he's like, they both, my stepsons both make fun of me now. They make these crazy noises like I do, but that's the one thing. They love to hear me sing, but they cannot stand me doing vocal warm-ups.
Wait, like without going too into it, can you give us like a tiny example of what you sound like when you do it?
Well, the one that I start with is... So it's like... it's strange.
It.
And then you... what's some of the other ones? You there's one that goes... So you sound like you're yawning.
Mercedes, she sounds so beautiful when she does that. Oh, my God.
That's not what my stepsons say. They're like, please stop.
Mercedes, your voice sounds a little off. Please do one of Leanne's vocal warm-ups.
There you go. It's just good to get your mouth going because God knows. I mean, just even speaking, I trip over myself half the time. So I need to get up and do that every morning.
Someone has a birthday coming up.
I do. I haven't thought about it much. I've had two people say that in the last 10 minutes. You're like, almost birthday, girl. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's happened.
You don't have any plans for her birthday is August 28th.
No, I have plans. Don't worry. I have plans. We're going to wine country, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't thought about it.
are you doing Napa?
Yes.
You got to go to Quintessa. That is like my favorite winery ever. That is the best. And I'm a member, so I don't know if you need any help getting in, Leanne Rimes.
Okay. I'll give you a call.
Leanne, do you wear the cute yoga shirts with the funny phrases on them?
Yeah, why?
Well, because Mercedes loves wine, and she has a couple, like, wine not.
Wine not. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, there's some funny ones. The other day, my friend gave me one that said married AF. So there's a single, there's, like, all of these different ones. And, in fact, I had a bunch of guys comment on it in New York. I was wearing it around, and they were like, oh, I like that. I've never seen that one before.
I want to get one for Bite that says loves Leanne Rimes AF.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, there you go. I love it.
We can't wait for the show, Leanne. You're just so talented. Love the song Long Live Love. That song.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You're just so excited to have you at Bite of Las Vegas this year. Is there any food? I mean, it's a big food and music festival. Any food you want us to put in your in the green room for you?
Oh, my God. Anything good. Anything that's good. I'm up for it. I love food. I work out so I can eat. So
that is how we should all live.
That's a shirt right there. I work out.
Exactly.
So
I work out. So I squat so I can eat.
Yes.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Thank you so much, Leanne. It's great talking to you.
Thanks, guys. I'll
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Take
Bye.
Care. Wow, she's awesome.
She is awesome. Oh, my gosh. She was everything I'd hoped for and more.
She's a sweetheart. I can't wait.
I love her.
It's Sheeran on Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning going 60 minutes commercial free. And congratulations to Janice. She got those tickets to go see Lionel Richie.
It's just in.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
All right, so the bout between undefeated boxing champion Floyd Mayweather and UFC star Conor McGregor is only one day away. The big fight is set in Las Vegas for tomorrow night. Before they face off in the ring, though, they will be meeting up at the scales today for their weigh-in. The MGM Sportsbook took a $1 million bet yesterday on the 40-year-old undefeated Mayweather, who is coming out of retirement for the bout. McGregor has never boxed professionally, but I'm actually seeing that there are a lot of large chunks being put on Mayweather, and then they're calling it the sucker's bet for all the small bets going for McGregor. Like, and they're saying that it's a sucker's bet. But
it's not going to happen.
But that's what the sports books say. I mean, I'm not a sports expert, yeah. So I'm not calling it that. But are you going to put any money on the fight?
I thought about it because it's 6-1, right? So if I put $100 down on McGregor and he wins, I get paid $600, right?
I think
it works. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't make a lot of bets, honestly. I don't really know because this minus 600.
Nah,
and
I don't
all
know.
That.
Yeah. 6-1. So if you put $100 down, he pays you 6-1, so you get 600 back. So is it worth going down tomorrow and putting $100 down somewhere or $50?
Five?
10? Then you got to drive down there and pay for parking.
Well, you don't have to make them down there. You can make bets wherever you want.
Hey, if I'm going to do it, I want the experience. I'm going to go down to, Center Strip.
Why? It doesn't make any difference. Go to Red Rock.
No,
down the street.
I'm going Center Strip.
Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous.
Can you make, is there a sports book in Slots of Fun? Because that's where I'm going to go.
I don't think there is. I think it's only Slots of Fun.
No, it's not Slots and sports books of Fun.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I was talking to some people at my gym. We were talking about the fight, and I was talking to a couple of guys that are, like, really excited, looking forward to it. And one of them, I was asking him, I'm like, who do you think's going to win? And he says, no one. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, I think Connor's going to get disqualified. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I'm pretty sure that he will pull a UFC move on him, be disqualified from the fight, and boom, they just set it up for the rematch. I'm like, no, do you think?
You think about it, though. His mind is trained. That's it. When it comes to fighting, the kicking, everything else, he might just have a little snap judgment, fourth or fifth round or something, where he just kicks him.
Do you think?
Or what if,
I mean,
what
he's
if,
been training this whole time. You would think you would know better. But then saying that, okay, it's all a setup for a rematch, that makes me very angry. But I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen.
Because if Mayweather wins, he'll go out 50-0. That'll be his record, 50-0. What a way to go out on top, 50-0.
Yeah, why would you want to go for that rematch?
But do you think it's going to be like a knockout that Mayweather knocks him out within like the first 20 seconds? McGregor's going to, if that one punch didn't happen, I could have lasted. Like, it's going to end really fast.
I don't know enough about either to make a good, call on that. But I do think that Floyd will win. Yeah, I don't know how it will be, but I do think he will win. But, and it sounds like such a cop-out. I'm really not trying to be so neutral. I would like to see McGregor win. I think that would be so, like, that would be just crazy if he did win. But I think Floyd's probably going to pull it off.
Marcus Deegan has been on the show numerous times. He's the MC for Thunder from Down Under. And he looks like Conor McGregor. He's got kind of the same look going on. And when he puts on the dresses like McGregor, puts on a suit, the sunglasses, carries around a belt, people think he is Conor McGregor.
Exactly.
So on the TV show yesterday, I called up Marcus and said, I want to bring you on as Conor McGregor. So he came down to the television studio. He's in the green room dressed up like Conor McGregor. He looks like him. It's so funny.
Just like him.
The sports guys are like looming around the green room, like coming in. Like sports guys never come down to the Las Vegas Now section of Channel 8. Sports guys are down there.
None of them do.
No.
The anchors, no one. They all stay away from us, except this time, all of a sudden, they're all there.
A sales guy comes back and says, hey, I got to ask you a question. And he sees Mark. He's like, hey, what's up, man? And everyone's walking by. And I interrupted the show live on TV. I walk in and there's Courtney and Lindsay. And they had no idea. They really thought it was Conor McGregor. And then you, though...
I knew.
In your eye, I could tell, because well, you know Marcus. So did you know right away that it was Marcus?
Oh, yeah,
or did
I
you
knew.
Think for a second
yeah.
that I actually got Conor McGregor to come on Las Vegas
no,
now?
No, I knew. But I have to say, he looked just like him. Just like him. I could see where people would get mistaken. And you actually fooled a couple of the sports guys, didn't you?
Yeah, one of the guys kept like coming around. Then he came around with like a camera. And then one of the other guys was like, I think it's an impersonator. And so I think, but yeah, people were, but what's so funny,
you
though.
You got to post a picture of you with them. Did you take one of you with Marcus?
Marcus, yeah.
Yeah, you got to post that because it was just too funny to see everyone like, oh, he's here.
Yes, but even after the fact, like Ted, Florendo, the weather guy, even after the fact, no, it's Marcus. No, it's, but I think people still feel like it's him. Like getting pictures, like, hey, can I get a picture?
Like they want it to be.
Yes, exactly. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, you got to check that out. We'll post that whole how that whole thing went down as soon as we can. As soon as Channel 8 gets it up on their website. Let's see, we're running out of time. A lot of kids are headed off to college this week. Here's what they should major in if they just want to waste their parents' money. A new study ranked the most worthless majors, and number one might surprise you. It's clinical psychology. It's because the current unemployment rate is over 8% and the median income for a clinical psychologist is $43,000 a year, which is 31% lower than the overall average. Miscellaneous fine arts degrees, number two, followed by composition and rhetoric, community organizing and human services, and studio arts. So what are the most valuable majors? Well, engineering, number one. Actually, it's petroleum engineering, followed by pharmacy, geological engineering, mineral engineering, and marine engineering. Finally, this morning, there's a lot to be constantly bummed about these days, but there are still a few things that make us happy. And one of those is dogs, another Game of Thrones, candy, heavy drinking. So it only makes sense that we're lumping all of those together.
Uh-huh.
Dog company just released the results of a new survey on dog naming trends right now, and here are some of the highlights. Game of Thrones names are huge with dogs right now, including Arya and Snow.
Khaleesi.
No, that's not on my list, but two-thirds of the dogs who get Game of Thrones names get them from House Stark's direwolves. Grey Wind, Lady, Nymeria, Summer, Shaggy Dog, and Ghost. A lot of people are naming after the direwolves. People aren't naming their dogs after coffee anymore, except in Seattle. Names like Kona and Mocha, they're declining in popularity worldwide. Giant dogs are most likely to get sports names. More than 20% of the dogs named after sports, athletes, and teams weigh over 90 pounds. Names based on junk food are getting more popular. Things like Taffy and Twix and Milano. And finally, booze names are hot, including names like Brandy, Guinness, and whiskey.
Aww. Portugal, the man, feel it still. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Your tickets to go see Rod Stewart. We're sending you see Rod. Those tickets are coming up at 8:25.
I like how you say his name.
Rod?
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
Stewart.
How do you say it?
S-T-E-R-T. Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart, baby. Maggie May.
I'm going to add that to JC's dictionary. We have a custom dictionary that is dedicated to JC and the way he says things. Stewart, concierge, yesterday, 20. There's just so many words to add to that dictionary. I love it.
Rod Stewart. Listen. I made an observation. And I'm just going to say it, ladies. I'm going to say it for you.
What?
No woman out there enjoys getting flowers. No one. Deep down inside, when those flowers come, you go...
What are you even talking about?
Receiving flowers. Well, I made a couple observations this week. Because my wife, it's her birthday this weekend. She got a job promotion. And so she got some flowers sent to the house. In fact, three different bouquets of flowers sent to the house.
Okay.
Jocelyn, yesterday for her birthday, her boyfriend, Sweet Kevin, sent her flowers.
Sweet Kevin.
Sweet Kevin.
Let's start calling him Sweet Kevin.
He's a sweet man. Flowers are the biggest pain in the butt. First off, wouldn't you rather get cash? Instead of sending flowers, what if you sent a bouquet of cash? I'm at my house. I'm looking at the bouquet of flowers. I'm like, that one's at least $50. That one's $75. That one's probably another $50. What if they send you cash? We could have went to lunch. You could have bought yourself an outfit. You could have spent that money. Instead, we got flowers that are dead in 2 days. They start to stink up the house if you have allergies. Flowers are no good.
Do you guys agree? 702-364-9400. I do actually see kind of what you're saying on some of those things, but I do think that women still like getting flowers. It makes you feel important, and it makes you feel loved.
But what if you got a picture of flowers, and behind that picture was $75 cash? Jocelyn got her flowers here at the radio station. Fantastic. We all see, ooh, someone sent her flowers.
Who sent you those flowers?
Everyone comes up. So that's the fun part of it, asking, you know, who sent you the flowers? She can say, oh, Kevin did. But then she's got to take them home. How do you transport flowers? I remember Wayne Newton sent you, Mercedes. I've never seen
bouquet flowers
this big. We could barely get them into your car.
I know. They barely fit. I had to seatbelt them into my front seat.
How do you drive them? Jocelyn was just telling us that she had a flower and a balloon, and backing out, the flowers almost spilled. The balloon got in her way. She almost got in a car accident because of these flowers.
I still like getting them. And my husband doesn't get them for me because he says he's allergic, which I think is a total lie. I love getting flowers. They make me feel really special.
For what? For the 10 seconds you get it, and then they're a pain in the butt.
Well, everything is temporary. You get yourself a cup of coffee, and you're like, oh, this is so wonderful. But then it's gone,
but
and then you just
move on.
$50
on coffee. So send the card with cash.
How much do you spend on your Red Bulls?
They're like $6 for four of them, $7 for four of them.
For four of them?
Mm-hmm.
And then that lasts you how many days?
But I need the caffeine. That gets me by.
Well, sometimes I need the love. That gets me by. Jen, what do you think, Morning?
JC, I'm so disappointed. Flowers are the best. And, you know, I will say my husband goes out of his way and gets me flowers every once in a while. Yes, of course, they're going to die. And, you know, there's a big mess with it. But still, it's just the thought and to feel special and loved. I showed up at the hotel and there was a big bouquet of flowers and it was just the nicest thing. So completely disagree.
It makes you feel like that person's thinking of you. Like if I get a $50 bill from someone, like, hey, here's $50. I'm not turning it down. But at the same time, I'm not like... Gifts are not meant to be practical all the time. Sometimes they're just made to give you that temporary feeling of joy.
But people put so much time and effort into flowers, though. That is the thing. Why not send a plant instead that you could actually plant in your backyard and see the fruits of your labor of this person's gift grow?
I don't want to
instead of a stupid
plant
rose
something in
that's
my backyard.
Gonna smell and it's a waste of time.
You just made my life like more difficult because now I have to garden. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning, JC. I totally agree with you.
Thank you.
120%. I think that they are beautiful, but they are totally a waste of money, and they just die so fast.
They do die.
This
is sad. But for 3 or 4 days, it makes me happy to look at.
But then I didn't see Matt's on the phone because Matt has the same issue as I do. I'm allergic to him as well. So now in my house,
we've got
three bouquets of flowers. I'm all stuffed up because of these flowers. And when we could have had probably... $150 in cash and put that money to good use.
You never have mentioned a flower allergy since I've known you. Just all of a sudden your wife gets them.
I'm very embarrassed by it. It's hard to talk about.
Mm-hmm. This is my husband who claims he also has a flower allergy. Hello, my love.
JC, get those in the trash can ASAP, man. Stack.
Oh, yeah, I did. My wife's out of town. I threw them all out.
That is terrible. Like,
it's a waste of money.
They died 5 minutes after she left town, baby. They're gone.
Yeah, yep. I got this beautiful bouquet, and literally I just shut the garage door, and they went into the trash can. He's so mean. I love them. He does not have an allergy.
Hey, Matt, you're allergic to him, right?
Yeah, I won't even dispose of my ever do it. I don't want pollen on my arms, nothing like that, man. My face blows up like a kid.
No, it doesn't. That's a lie.
I'm out.
He's out.
Look, he should be allergic to Nike is what he should be allergic to.
I know there's a lot of ladies who are calling up to disagree with me. I totally understand, but just think deep down in your soul, you kind of agree.
I love flowers. They make me so happy.
Oh, when someone gets them in the office and they have them on display for too long, we get it. Someone loves you. Whoop-de-doo.
You know what I saw that looks kind of amazing, though, that I will, like, put, you know, give you some leverage? There's a company that does donut bouquets now. Instead of a bouquet of flowers, it's a bouquet of donuts. I'm like,
there's a little benefit to that. Absolutely.
Not bad.
Coming up next, we got the dirt. It's never too early to start talking about Super Bowl headliners. Plus, in 7 minutes, we'll give you the brand new Taylor Swift. What's your dream? Do look what you just made me do. All right, it's a brand new Taylor Swift. Look what you made me do.
The celebs, the gossip. It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
Let's break it down. But first, the dirt is brought to you by Best Mattress. Shop at Best Mattress during their huge Labor Day sale and save big on all their best brands in stock, ready for same day delivery. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. What you just made me do, look what you just made me do. I hear the humps now. Before I thought Fergalicious, but that humps song.
My humps. My lovely lady lumps.
Yep. Look what you just made me
do. What do you guys think? We've got so many texts and tweets this morning about the song. This one, I wanted to read to you. We need to key in on the line, the old Taylor is dead. Is she never going back to her old style of music? Is she going to change the type of guy she's been dating? A broad statement.
Well, she's with that guy, that actor Joel Alwyn.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a good dude.
Does. We're hearing that this, as much as people are saying this is about Kanye or Katy Perry, we're actually hearing it's about Calvin Harris. So take that for what it's worth. But it definitely sounds like a lot of different songs we've heard.
And then Right Set Fred, this guy, is credited as a writer because the song legit straight up follows the same rhythmic beat of Right Said Fred. They reached out to him like months ago and said, hey, just, you know, we want to use the rhythmic beat to your song. Are you cool with it? And he's like, absolutely. So this guy, Right Said Fred, is credited as a writer on the song.
That's just crazy. But yeah, a lot of people heard that right off the bat. So there you go.
Hey, we're talking about Fergie. She also released a new song today. It's called You Already Know. And here's some of brand new Fergie.
That's right, baby. You already know. Hope you're ready, steady, steady, rockin'. This is how I do. This is how I do. This is how I do. This is how I do.
Yo. Hey, yo, let it go, let's go. I keep a bar like Esco.
Bringing Nicki on.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Hey, going back to that Taylor Swift, we just saw the thing online that said the album's coming out on November 10th, which is also the 10-year anniversary of the passing of Kanye's mother. It's the date. So is Taylor doing that to steal the thunder from the anniversary of Kanye's mom's death?
If she does, that's terrible. I don't think so. I think that's a coincidence. But you know what's so funny? Oh, Mighty Quinn just tweeted us with this. Hey, Taylor, it's look at what you made me do, not look what you made me. Yeah, he's right. Grammatically speaking,
Swift.
Look at what you made me do.
Oh, man. Come on, Taylor. That's the school of JC songwriting right
yeah,
there.
Right.
Super Bowl. It's never too soon to start talking about who's performing the halftime of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
There are reports that Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z are in talks to headline the next Super Bowl halftime show.
That would be fun.
They've worked together before. They have a tour together, a couple songs together.
As I'm in my, it doesn't. What do they sing together?
Suit and Tie, right?
But no, it wasn't Suit and Tie.
Yes, it was.
But there was another one.
Holy Grail.
Yes, Holy Grail. Yes, thank you.
Holy Grail.
That's not how it goes.
Did you know that Justin and Janet Jackson were banned from further Super Bowls because of Nipplegate?
Who was?
Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson have been banned from performing
together.
I think so.
Oh, just permanently?
Permanently. So then Justin would have to work past that ban in order to come back to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, you know that if he said, yeah, I'll do it, they would totally make an exception.
Remember that, how big that moment was?
I do. I was on maternity leave.
Were you really?
Yeah,
I was in
that
D.C.
happened. Yeah, that's crazy.
Where were you when that nipple popped out?
I didn't see it. I was eating. And they were like, did you just see that? I'm like, no, what?
Was happened? That a nipple? Let's go to Detroit. 10-year-old Jacob is hanging out home alone. His 2-year-old brother falls into the pool and starts to drown. Jacob was able to save this kid's life, his brother's life, by pulling him out and doing chest compressions. Now, where did 10-year-old Jacob learn how to do this? Was it school? Was it Boy Scouts? Uh-uh. He learned it from The Rock. And he learned about it from The Rock's disaster movie called San Andreas. In it, The Rock does the chest compressions on someone. And that person comes back. He's able to save the person's life. So the 10-year-old got this, learned this from The Rock's movie. And was able to save his 2-year-old brother who was drowning in the pool.
Wow, that is shocking. Not that he did that, but that someone saw San Andreas.
I saw San Andreas in the movie theater.
Okay,
it was a good movie.
There's two people.
The Rock tweeted about it saying, amazing story, amazing boy. Thank you, media friends, for covering such an inspiring story.
Yeah, that's really cool. Hey, I've heard it was actually pretty good. My husband saw it.
It was good. They got a San Andreas 2 coming out, by the way.
Do they really?
Yeah. I heard rumors that The Rock might be at the Tyler Robinson Foundation tonight, the gala tonight for Imagine Dragons.
Are you serious?
Because he's supposed to be in town this weekend for the fights, and there's rumors that The Rock might pop over and stop by and see Imagine Dragons tonight.
Now, that would be pretty amazing. It's already set up to be a very cool night, and you and I will be there covering the red carpet.
Yes. Now, if The Rock is there, can I play him this clip of you bashing his movie? Hey,
what,
Rock,
what clip?
We were just talking about you
what
this morning
you
on the show.
About?
This is what Mercedes had to say.
No, that was Jocelyn. You guys were not paying attention.
Hey, it's time to spin the OWOW wheel.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow!
And now, the OWOW wheel. Mix 94.1.
All right, time for us to play a song that's going to make you say, oh, wow. This week's theme is colors. Either the group or the song has to have a color in its title. And it landed on you, JC.
On me.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
You are racked and stacked
racked
to
and
play your song, as you
Stop
would say.
This.
Now, here's the thing. You can get vetoed. And if you do get vetoed, it looks like it's going to move over to Jocelyn.
Oh, Luna. Well, look at Luna's got a 5-minute record ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. So consider your song okay by me. I'm just kidding.
Hold on. I gotta find my buzzer in case anyone wants to buzz me.
Okay. So the theme is color. Either the group or the title of the song has to have a color in it. What'd you go with?
We're going back.
Oh.
Back in black, baby.
There's no way I'm going to veto this. Jocelyn?
Heck no, I'm not vetoing this.
Who sings it, Jocelyn?
Actus.
Atlas?
Atlas.
Actus.
It's Back in Black by Atlas, otherwise known as AC/DC. Charlie Puth, attention on Mix 94.1 as we go 60 minutes commercial free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Judy.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up.
All right, Judy.
Yay.
All right, let's do this. You don't get to pick your category today because it's Friday. We have one left. It's of the century. These are things that have to do with the eclipse. Okay, Judy?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Noel, here, you do get to pick your partner. So who do you want to go with today?
Oh, I'll take JC.
Okay, do it, JC.
Ooh, all right, 60 seconds on the clock. We get 6 correct. You're going to go see Rod Stewart. We start now. The moon blocked this out.
Sun.
Yes. And when it was blocked out, the sky turned this color.
Turned black.
And black is considered what? It is not light out. It is?
Dark.
Yes, that is correct.
Someone's helping her.
In order to look at the eclipse, you put these on your face. You wear them during the day to block out the sun.
Oh, the glasses.
Yes. What went in front of the sun? What was the eclipse was about? The sun was blocked by the?
Moon.
Moon is correct. Yes. These guys are the experts and gals are the experts on space travel and everything with going to space.
NASA.
That is correct. And you look up into the sun is in the, you look up above us. It
sky.
Is the, what?
Guy.
That is correct.
You guys got it. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Judy, who's helping you right now?
My coworker.
Oh, that's good. I mean, hey, there's
tag
no
team,
rule
baby.
That says
tag
you
team.
Can't get a little bit of help from your friends. So you got the tickets. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much.
Judy, you're going to see Rod Stewart, the hits at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Good job.
All right. All right. Thank you.
I've been thinking too much.
is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We're going commercial free for 60 minutes. 9 o'clock, we kick off the Friday Rewind. The best songs from the late 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. And just before 9 o'clock, we got your tickets to go see Shania Twain.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
All the news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, according to some new stats, a lot of people simply aren't making enough money to live comfortably. 78% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, with 38% of workers saying they sometimes do, 17% saying they usually do, and 23% saying they always do. 71% of all workers say they are in debt, with 56% of those folks admitting they feel like they will always be in debt. This debt is actually a huge issue for most people. The people that admit that they're in debt, they, regardless of that debt, though, they admit that there are some expenses that they just don't want to give up. Those include their internet connection, driving, their pets, cable, going out to eat, traveling, education, buying gifts for people, and also alcohol. They're not willing to give those things up.
There is a difference between the good vodka and the cheap vodka.
Now, what's the difference price-wise?
Ooh, good. I think you can probably get a cheap bottle of vodka for like $10 maybe.
Okay.
And for me, I like Kettle One, and that's high 20s. Low 30s, depending where you go.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, is there like $100 bottles of vodka?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is.
But not
yeah,
there's a big vodka drinker.
There's just a difference in. What about wine? Like a cheap bottle of wine, you can get a bottle of wine for $5. You can get them for $3,000-$4,000. More than that. Come on.
I think I've said this before. Like, I can tell the difference between a $10 bottle of wine and a $200 bottle of wine. But I can't tell the difference between a $10 bottle of wine and a $30 bottle of wine. Like, under $100, I can't tell the difference. But if, you know, the times I've been able to taste a very expensive wine, I can tell a difference. Like, oh, wow. Like, you can tell it's expensive. But anything under $100, it's all tastes the same.
It's all
to
the
me,
same
pretty
to you?
Much.
What don't
I'm
you...
not very, like, sophisticated on my palate, though. So,
is there what don't you go cheap on? Like, toilet paper?
Well, my husband buys that and he does not go cheap on that.
Charmin.
He gets the good stuff. Yeah. I don't go cheap on skincare products. I just feel like you get one face. And so just slather that, the good stuff
on.
Don't use the bad stuff. What don't you go cheap on?
And toilet paper. And you know what? I've always had cheap blenders.
Cheap blenders.
Like my wife said, hey, we need a blender. So I run to, you know, somewhere and just buy a blender for $20.
Yeah.
She got us a Ninja blender.
Change your life?
Oh, my God!
Really?
The thing is not cheap. I think it was like $100 she spent on the Ninja. But this is a game changer.
Interesting.
It is. Man, it blends everything. Our old blender would like, you have it blending, it die out after 30 seconds.
Yeah.
This thing is like a machine, nonstop. Easy to clean. The Ninja.
How often are you blending things?
My wife does smoothies every day.
Oh, so there
she's
you go.
Constantly,
you need a good one.
Yeah,
then.
So on the weekends, I'll make her a smoothie. But man, that thing goes to town.
I don't blend enough to, like, I have a nice blender.
Uh-huh.
It's not a Ninja, but I think it's nice. I don't think I've used it in 2 years.
Yeah,
like, I never use my
toaster.
Blender.
You have a nice toaster?
We do have a nice toaster. I don't really eat toast, but it's a comfort knowing we have a nice toaster. Also this morning, we just found another way you can blame your parents for messing you up. A new study out of Amsterdam has found that loving or hating working out has a lot to do with your genetics. About 35% of your feelings towards exercise come from your genes. What does that mean? Well, since it's only 35%, if you're genetically predisposed to hate exercise, you can work to overcome it, but you're going to spend your life fighting an uphill battle. Finally, this morning, there is a... Oh, this is not the one I was wanting to do. All for me.
I'm going to talk to Sarah while you dig in the trash can. Sarah, what don't you go cheap on?
My shampoo.
Oh,
like, I buy the expensive shampoo. Like, I have to go with a friend to, you know, a cosmetologist only place.
Get the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've always felt like I could go a little cheap on it, but.
No.
Wait, hold on. You were just saying go good on the face, Mercedes, but you'll go cheap on the shampoo?
Well, because I don't wash my hair that often.
Ooh.
I only do it twice a week.
Sarah, how much you spend on a bottle of shampoo?
I want to say the bottle is 35. No, 14, but if I bought it in the salon, it's 35.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you probably should go. My getting my hair cut today, and she gets so mad when I do stuff on my own. And
yeah, didn't you just recently dye and cut your hair?
Well, she knows I do my roots in between sessions, which she's fine with. But she says sometimes I give myself hot root, which means I'm dyeing my roots lighter than they should be. So she's like, you gave yourself hot root again. Now I have to fix it. And so she gets mad at me. But then this time, you guys, I cut my hair on my own. I noticed some, like, one side was longer than the other. So I was like, I'll just snip it. And then I looked, and then I snipped it too much. So then I went to this side.
Oh, you go on both sides, you nonstop snipping.
And so she's going to be able to tell. And she gets mad. She's like, why do you cut your own hair? Just come in. I'll cut it for you. I'm like, it was just a last minute thing. So now I'm trying to figure out a way that I can hide the fact that I cut my own hair. She's going to get very mad.
Oh, you can't hide it from your stylist. No. Are you kidding me? She's going to pick up on it right away.
It is all jagged. It is like, it looks like the Rocky Mountains. It's like, like craziness.
You have fancy hair tonight then? You going to get it done up?
Well, she'll probably style it. I wasn't going to get, like, fancy hair or anything. She'll just style it normally. Should I get fancy hair?
No.
I'm not going to do an updo or anything.
The only
that.
Person you have to impress is Joel McHale, as we learned earlier in the week when he was on the show. He said he can't wait to see your hair tonight.
I'm not going
to
do it like Elvira, that's for sure. Finally this morning. Okay, I want to stay kind of careful with this, but I think it's a valid argument. Okay, so, you know, adult products have come a long way. Adult products meaning things that you can buy in some of those love boutiques, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of them are getting more realistic and popular, especially like there's some like mannequin type things that look like real human beings that you can be with. Well, it brings up an ethical question that a new survey asked people. I don't know if we ever expected to ask this in our times, but if you ever like hooked up with one of those like robot type things that looks like a real human being, is that considered cheating?
No.
It's not considered cheating.
No. Do you consider that cheating?
I don't know. This new survey says 40% of people say that being with that robot or, you know, doll or whatever does not count as cheating on your significant other. 40%. So that means that 60% do? I don't think it's cheating, but I don't think it's really right. I mean,
I wouldn't buy one.
If your wife found out that you did that,
she'd be creeped out that I did that. She'd be weirded out over the fact that I did something like that. She wouldn't consider it cheating, though, I don't think, nor would I consider cheating, but that she'd be weirded out.
Okay.
What about one of these?
Oh, my gosh. Throw that piece of paper away. Did you really write that on?
Yes. Is that cheating?
I don't think it's cheating. I think it's like, it's just not be, but then again, like, what if you're just hanging out solo? Is that cheating? No, those aren't cheating, but I don't know that your spouse would necessarily be happy with it.
Would you ever go down that road in your single days? Did they have male robotic ones?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really want to know either. I'm not going to Google it.
I would have.
Well, 1 in 3 people say they would definitely do that with a robot.
Have you seen them?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
They're very realistic
now. It's insane.
Oh, my gosh.
It's nuts.
39% of people think we're going to have full relationships with robots by the year 2050. That's only 33 years away, guys. And 30% of people say they'd be horrified if one of their friends got into a relationship with a robot. 16% would try to talk them out of it.
And bring it to prom.
Your whole person sitting on the front porch drinking your lemonade with a robot.
Adam Levine will be in town this weekend. He's confirmed as one of the celebrities that will be attending the fight tomorrow night. A lot of stars in town for the fight. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We're going 60 minutes commercial free. And we have your tickets to go see Shania Twain in less than 2 minutes.
What the heck is happening?
This is the official Think Fast music.
Oh my gosh. Would you throw me on? I always expect to hear that tic-tac-toe bed. Whatever you
do. Oh, the tic-tac-toe?
Oh, but this is, I like this. I thought we were doing a giveaway or something.
No.
Think Fast time.
Think Fast.
I'm on the hot seat for Think Fast today?
Yes.
Ooh.
We love Think Fast. I have questions I'm going to throw out to you guys, to you, Mercedes, and there is no right or wrong answer. We just need the immediate response that pops in your mind when I give you the question.
This is a good way to kind of get your brain working in the morning.
Yes.
Do it along with me. Whenever JC shouts something, say out loud the first thing you think of. It's a great brain exercise to get going, especially it's Friday. We're ready to go. You're probably tired. This will get you moving, and you never know what's going to come out of your own mouth.
You ready for Think Fast, Mercedes?
Yes. I had to loosen up. I'm ready.
If you could buy any type of food right now, what would you buy?
Bubblegum.
Why are Canadians so nice?
They love to eat pancakes.
What is your favorite fall activity?
Oh, drinking pumpkin spice.
Why did that guy dump you?
Because he said I was too possessive.
Who is your favorite cartoon character and why?
She-Ra. And because she's a strong woman.
She-Ra? From He-Man?
Yeah, Princess of Power. You don't remember She-Ra?
I do.
She had her own cartoon. She-Ra.
I know, but you went with She-Ra. That's the first thing that came to your mind.
I don't know why. You're throwing me off. I'm just, you say the first thing that pops into my head.
Why was your uncle arrested? First thing, Mercedes, shout it out. Come on. Why was your uncle arrested?
Too much to drink.
If you could trade lives with anyone for a day, who would it be and why?
You. And because I want to know what happens in your life after you leave the radio station. You're very secretive.
When I dance, I look like?
A dead seal. I don't know what that looks like.
Why was Jocelyn mad on her birthday?
Because she didn't get what I was supposed to give her.
What were you supposed to give her?
I don't know. I don't know why I said that. I think she liked what I got her. Jocelyn, did you like your birthday present?
Absolutely loved it.
I don't see you telling someone you didn't like the birthday present.
Like, I just wouldn't say anything. I promise. I love it.
So if you didn't like it, let's pretend you didn't like it. What would you, let's do the conversation. Jocelyn, did you like your birthday present?
Yes. Thank you.
So you said that.
Why did you leave it here overnight if you liked it?
Don't lie, JC. Oh. Don't lie, sir. That's not nice.
I'm going back there and checking all her drawers.
What Las Vegas headliner annoys you the most?
Oh, gosh.
Think fast. It's got to be the first name. 10 names and it'll come through your head right now. And you're trying to be PC. Think fast. The first response. Jocelyn, what Las Vegas headliner annoys you the most? You started saying something. This is not, we're not coming down on the headliner, just which one annoys you the most. You two are copping out. I'm moving on then. If you're not going to play the
JC,
game.
JC, what Las Vegas headliner annoys you the most?
Ralph Macchio.
He's not a Las Vegas headliner.
It's the first thing that pops in your head.
Oh, okay. Guam.
The band Guam is performing, by the way, tonight downtown. What is your favorite TV channel?
Lifetime.
What is the meanest thing you ever said to someone?
I don't like you.
If you could get a yacht, what would you call it?
The Pacific Princess.
Jimmy Fallon is better than Jimmy Kimmel because?
He's not.
Why? What was Ronald Reagan's favorite drink?
Well, water.
Why do women get nipple hairs?
Because it keeps them warm.
And what is a catamaran?
It's a boat, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. I did not like this round. You tried to throw me off my game. That was too difficult. And there is no Las Vegas headliner that annoys me. They're all wonderful.
What was Ronald Reagan's favorite drink? Well, water. That was worth the price of admission right
there. He doesn't like bottled water.
No.
He prefers it from the well. Man.
We got a good Friday rewind going. Get your request in. Call us at 702-364-9400. Great songs from the late 80s, 90s, early 2000s. It's quiz time.
Okay. Back in the day quiz, what do we have?
We're actually going, since Sunday is the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
The question today is, who won the most Moon Men? Who won the most awards in the single night?
In one night?
One single night. The most awards. Who walked away with the most awards in one single night? Was it Lady Gaga? Was it Peter Gabriel? Or was it Madonna? This is who won the most Moon Men single night.
Just because I don't know why you would put them in there, I'm going to say Peter Gabriel. I think you're just trying to throw me off. But I always overthink everything. Huh. I do. But that's okay. I'm just going to go with Peter Gabriel on this one.
The winner with 10 Moon Men in a single award show. 10 of them. Back in 1987 was...
I was just like, okay.
Peter Gabriel.
I almost did Madonna. You almost had me hook, line, and sinker with that one. But Peter Gabriel, really?
10 in one night.
Wow.
Gaga
figure.
Had 8 wins, and Madonna's most 6 wins in one night.
Oh, my gosh. Well, go figure. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for all the requests. Ariana is listening this morning at work.
The guitar song, the ladies doing the guitars.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that what you're... Is that what your Twitter handle is when you dress up as one of them for Halloween in that picture?
My avatar?
Your avatar, yeah.
Yeah, I that was a Halloween costume. No, it was like a birthday costume. It was the 80s themed. And so, yeah, I went as a Robert Palmer girl. Look at that. You have a good memory.
I do, don't I?
Hey, that's it for us for a Friday. Have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday. Lots of good stuff. Make sure you are listening. And I think we have time to close things out with one final request.
One more song.
I tried to get the name. Oh, Stephanie. Stephanie, thank you for texting this in. We're going to wrap up the Friday Rewind with Semisonic. It's closing time on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.